If you are a political junkie, then this is going to be your week. Truth be told, if you're a fan of going to the circus, in part, this will also be your week. More about that second. First thing, this Tuesday, that's the day of the runoff elections for the two U.S. Senate seats in Georgia, which makes this a couple of races that will determine the control of the U.S. Senate. Polls are showing a tight race, basically every other day, flipping leaders from up and down, down and up. As the polls come out, we've had a large number of people in polls already voting. By the time Tuesday comes, most estimates saying a third of Georgia voters will have voted by Tuesday. That's early voting. The belief also is that the vast majority of Republicans are going to vote the day of, just like it was back in November. If you take a look at context clues, if you want to do some predicting prognostication, Democratic candidates are running out of money, and the GOP candidates are certainly financially strong. Looking, if you look back to the November election results, Perdue won his race, but missed the 50% mark to avoid this runoff by 0.3%. On the other side, the other race, the Democratic candidate, Reverend Warnock, he's a prize, isn't he? He received only 33% of the vote. Sandra Loeffler, along with the other Republicans, there was a whole bunch of Republicans running. It's one of those, you know, pack them all in type of ballot situations. But all the GOPers back in November wound up with a combined 68% of the vote, with Loeffler leading that pack with 26%. Historic trends say that GOP outperforms Democrats in runoff elections. The wild card now is, do Perdue and Loeffler have to show support or just even promise to take part in any objection to the electors this coming Wednesday? And if they don't, do they risk losing enough GOP votes to lose what most believe will be close races? My bet is that both Perdue and Loeffler win their respective races. While Loeffler is the weaker candidate of the two, she certainly benefits from having an opponent like Warnock who comes with a ton of baggage created by his own words, his own actions. You've no doubt seen, I know Tucker Carlson's done a lot of reports on his behavior, and his words from the past have certainly come back to haunt him. Also ran a summer camp for kids, Camp Farthest Out, I think it was called, back in 2002, which came under a lot of heat for failed inspections and abuse of children. So that's on Tuesday.